Having been born out of wedlock and having lived in poverty during his childhood, Jack London, were he alive today, would probably be part of that concentrated, homogeneous population at which Brown aimed his Marie Antoinette-like sneer. Clearly, there would have been no place for Jack London in Jerry Brown's Oakland. London said, "I had been poor. Poor I had lived. I had gone hungry on occasion. I had never had toys nor playthings like other children. My first memories of life were pinched by poverty. The pinch of poverty had been chronic." In the late afternoon, downtown Oakland still resembles the blue-collar canal street of New Orleans more than it does Fifth Avenue. The dot-commers, high-techers, siliconers, and others who were summoned to Oakland when Brown announced his elegant density plan in 1999 wouldn't be the first invasion to change the face of the city. The new 99ers, like their forebears in the 1849 gold rush, chose not to abide by the Calvinist ethic and accumulate wealth over the long haul, but chose to get rich quick. They have that in common with the gang members, outlaw capitalists who were responsible for Oakland's high murder rate in 2002, the 150th anniversary of the city's founding by men who might today be called white-collar criminals. These founders leased land from a member of a Mexican family, then violated the lease by selling it to squatters. By the time the court sided with the Peralta family, the squatters had established a city with the lead swindler electing himself mayor. Clearly, crime waves are nothing new to Oakland. Homelessness isn't new to California either. By boat, the 49ers embarked from San Francisco to Oakland. From there, they traveled to the Sierra foothills, the site of gold's discovery. Instead of uprooting African Americans, Latinos, and Asian Americans, as the 99ers are doing, the gold rushers drove out the new Spanish and the Native American populations through genocide and land theft. One witness says that the invaders treated the Indians as though they were wild animals. From the beginning of the gold rush to its end, the Native American population was reduced from about 300,000 to 26,000. But just as the bubble of the